Rain, first, thank you very much for speaking with me, and sorry that we got to speak on such on a sad note, of course. Sam Schneiderman, also known as Sam the Record Man, passed away last night at the age of 92. You, my friend, of course, grew up in Toronto. Give me your thoughts on growing up in Toronto, going to his record stores, and also what he did for your band.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, it's very sad to hear of Sam's passing. I think for me growing up in Toronto, that huge, you know, large record that sat out there on Yonge Street was probably the most prominent fixture for me growing up. I mean, that thing was like this beacon of what everything good about music was when I was a kid. You know, I used to take this, I grew up in Etobicoke, so it would take like an hour to get there, take the Roy York bus to the Bloor line, and then all the way down to Yonge Street and hang out in that record shop for hours, you know, buying everything, you know. And I think the cool thing about Sam was it was a chain, but he had world music, and it was just such an eclectic kind of, really like this encyclopedia of music. So it was, it was such a big part of me growing up. It's sad to know that he's gone. I know the record store's been gone for a while, but...
What was it like for you, though, to see your music in his shops?
Well, I think the thing was the first time, or Sam the Record Man, that's the first record store I went into to look for Our Lady Peace's Navid. I mean, it was such a monumental day for me to actually have a record in his store, that famous store on Yonge Street. So, and I remember, you know, over the years we'd have, you know, different advertisements up or billboards outside, and, you know, growing up there, it's just it was pretty trippy to feel like, you know, I wasn't just a kid going in there anymore. I actually, you know, was part of that.
You know, I'm curious too, because I know for me, every time I walk by Young Dundas and I see that hole sitting there and not seeing, like you said, those neon records spinning around like that, it just feels weird. I mean, did you walk by when it's no longer there, like recently, to see that? I just call it a hole, man.
It is. I mean, I remember, you know, even the day when you heard that they were closing down. Like, I mean, honestly, to me, that was a big fixture in Toronto, was like the CN Tower. It was just such a, you know, an amazing, you just had an experience every time you went in there, you know. So the fact that it's, you know, Toronto's changed a lot, but unfortunately, you know, things like that couldn't hold on to. It's sad.
What are your thoughts, though? I mean, how do you think he's going to be remembered?
I think he was a pioneer. I think the way he ran his record stores, he was a bit of a maverick. You know, I remember everything being handwritten in the store, all the cards, you know, and there was just so many different sections. There were very few record stores around the world. There's kind of like Amoeba in Los Angeles, maybe, in San Francisco, but there are very few record stores around the world that would carry as eclectic tastes as he'd bring in. He had everything, you know. If you wanted someone from, you know, I remember buying Sheila Chandra's record. That was the only place to find it in Toronto. You know, she was this artist on Peter Gabriel's Real World, and no one else carried it, but Sam always did. And that you could always guarantee that Sam the Record Man, that store would have, you know, the craziest stuff that you couldn't find anywhere else. So that was just a testament to the way, I guess, he viewed music and the way he wanted to run his business. It was unlike any. It was very uncorporate in there, and always, you know what? Always a huge supporter of Canadian talent as well. There was always a huge Canadian section, which I thought was so cool.